Welcome to our weekly devotional for January 2nd, 2024. Our heading says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." Also, we are told by Solomon, "Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand." I might ask, what is the danger of failing to listen to counsel? And in this particular case, we're referring to the Torah and the Holy Spirit as the counselors. Solomon goes on to say, "Cease listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge." David also writes in Psalms, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and keeping them there is great reward." I think for one to be an overcomer in turbulent days, which I believe are soon to come, that one must put their trust and faith in Yeshua's teachings. He never said things would be easy. In fact, he actually said the opposite. Just read what he told his disciples in Matthew chapter 10. Also in other places, such as Matthew chapter 24, when speaking of the last days and the great tribulation. I think it is notable that in his ascension, that he noted in Acts chapter 1, that he told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father. These were his last words. He understood that even with their special and intimate experiences with him, that they needed to have divine counsel and spiritual power. That could come only from their being baptized with the Holy Spirit, as noted in Acts chapter 1, verse 5. Now here would be a good place to ask Paul what he really said above, as those in Christ Jesus do not walk in the flesh, but according to the Spirit. We know that the natural man doesn't understand the things of God, for the Bible says they are foolishness to him. But we know the spiritual man that's been born again is a new creation by faith in Yeshua. He chose us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. And Peter tells us that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. So there's a lot going on in the scripture that Paul shares with the Romans here, saying there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. This is a pretty important, significant instruction set, because if you just read it at face value without giving thought to the implications and the foundation of it, you may not understand the importance of it. These are serious words and realities that all believers need to ponder deeply. Our natural minds cannot supply the supernatural enhancements Yahweh fully intended for us to experience. For example, the 9 gifts of the Spirit that Paul teaches about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It is now 2024, nearly all talking heads and many prophets, and I use that term loosely, as I believe there are very few authentic prophets among us, are speculating ominous and scary storms heading our way. The list is too long to spend time on here. The main point, if only a few of them materialize, we will need all the biblical knowledge and spiritual insights that we can get. These forthcoming events will challenge even the most ardent believer. The time will come when only the counsel of the Word of Yahweh, His Torah, and His Spirit's guidance will lead us safely through this misinformation and deception storm that's being planned against us. I think we need to be making plans to firm up our faith and understanding of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It's time to take the church tradition gloves off and earnestly seek the personal fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Not unlike Yeshua told the disciples to wait and receive in Jerusalem, he knew they were not ready for their mission. I think he would view most of the modern church today likewise. I have a special page on my website about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. There are some article links at the bottom of the page. I hope you will consider visiting that page and give serious thought to what it says and what the footnote articles say. I truly believe that when we are born again, that Yahweh's Holy Spirit comes as part of the package. I also truly believe that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a separate and greater supernatural component, as it is clearly defined as a gift of the Spirit, which I wholly think is essential to our inner counsel and divine inspiration that Yahweh provided because he knew we needed it. All the gifts given as Spirit wills is for the benefit of the body of the faithful, not just for us only. And for confirmation of truth and understanding, as the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, Yeshua is surely our salvation. But because he had more for the disciples to experience at Pentecost, I think likewise he has the same for us to experience, namely the supernatural baptism of fire that John the Baptist spoke of. John answered, saying to all, "I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I is coming, whose sandal strap I'm not worthy to loose. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." As with all the gifts of supernatural power, the devil will try to confuse their validity and keep you from receiving them and their intended benefit in your life as a believer. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by Yahweh's Spirit, as noted in Zechariah 4:6. And finally, remember, we are in a spiritual war. We need to fight with supernatural spiritual weapons. Our natural mind is not fully up to a spiritual fight. I think the devil wants us to enter the battle without all of our weapons. And one final thought, Solomon tells us to listen to counsel and receive instruction. I included the emphasis on the Torah and the Holy Spirit as being the counsel we need to listen to. What if you sense an inner thought that does not want to agree with the written Torah? I suggest your inner thought is misguided. The true spirit of Yahweh will never dispute his Torah. This is why it is so important to deposit the Torah's wisdom in our minds, to cleanse us and renew our minds, and to direct our thinking, and to authenticate spiritual inspirations coming to us. The Torah and the Spirit are one. Their counsel will always be united and will guide you. The closing footnote says, "He who keeps the commandment will keep his soul, but he who is careless of his ways will die." I hope you've found inspiration and blessing in these words. Thank you.